Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tina Bakehouse, and of course she's with the Golden Hills RC&D. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tina, just really quickly, when we say Golden Hills RC&D, there are a few people who maybe don't know what that stands for and what that means.
Right. Golden Hills RC&D is a nonprofit organization in Oakland, Iowa, and the RC&D stands for Resource Conservation and Development. And so over 37 years ago, it was federally and state funded, and so it was kind of Iowa's way of, we don't have any national parks in the state of Iowa, but we have a lot of state parks and county parks, and so the RC&Ds were not only to help with those particular projects, but also it really was to help landowners with erosion and water quality and things with land and water.
Okay, so today we're going to specifically talk about farmers markets, and we'll come back and kind of relate that to RC&D. Yeah, not much of a jump, but some people going, I don't know. Farmers markets. I'm guessing you've been to a few of those in your lifetime and find them really fun and interesting.
I do. I grew up on a farm near Griswold, and I've always loved fresh produce, but what I'm really excited about is within the last few years, farmers markets are, they've really become more than just a market with locally sourced food. That, to me, is the important part, is supporting local farmers and healthy foods, beautiful vegetables and fruits. But what it's also becoming in all these small-town communities in Iowa are opportunities for families to have a night of fun, an afternoon to maybe engage with the public library or the county extension. And so it's really becoming an event that is entertaining, in addition to coming home with lovely produce that you're supporting your farmer and your health.
Yes. I think when I think of farmers markets, I think of family, fun, food, and community. It's a way of building community, kind of
getting
together. Yes,
and I think that's the greatest part when I visited some of the farmers markets last summer, is getting to see old friendly faces that I remember in Cass County, and then meet some new friendly faces, and you become friends when you are, as a vendor in the market, you're next to other people, you get to chit-chat with them, but when people pass by, have conversations. And what's great is this summer, I'm actually visiting almost 8 different counties of farmers markets.
All right, that's great. And I know you will share ideas from market to market, because that also helps us. Today, we are going to zero in on produce in the park, one of my favorite topics, because it's in Atlantic and one that I've sort of been associated with for a couple of years. So produce in the park, a fun place and lots going on. So you're going to be there, Tina.
I am. I'm going to be there May 31st, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And I'm going to start with sort of an ag arts theme where kiddos and families can come by my area and look at some vegetables and try to identify what seeds match what vegetable, because I think that's sort of the aha moment for a lot of kids when they see those teeny tiny seeds. It's sort of impressive that they get in the soil, they get sunshine and water, and then they, boom, become leaves of lettuce or radishes or other produce.
And you know, you'd think it's easy to believe that kids know that their food comes from seeds and from animals and so on. But I think there are still some people even in our agriculture areas that do not stop to think about where our food comes from, where the food we have on our tables come from.
Right. I think a lot of it is, too, we don't even stop to think about how long it takes to transport our food. I mean, I'm so grateful that we can walk into a grocery store at any given time of year to get fresh greens and vegetables. However, just think of all that transporting that it takes from California or Florida to get the produce. And in the summertime is our vibrant time in Southwest Iowa, where we have access to all those fruits and vegetables. And so being able to enjoy the freshness, and it makes a very positive impact in terms of environment, supporting farmers, part of the community. And it's true. I think the challenge is understanding that when we are putting our fork on the plate, that a lot happens between that moment, you know, prior. that there's lots of steps and stages. You have the planting of the seed with the farmer and then the harvest of what they've planted. And sometimes there can be challenges with drought and other, you know, disease. But we are so fortunate that for the kind of system that we have, that we're able to have access to fresh produce.
And also the expansion of those farmers markets, you've mentioned produce, and that's what we think of first. I think of fruit and veggies, especially veggies. But there are other foods available at most markets and at Produce in the Park that includes meat, and sometimes there is meat available there, the frozen meat, or you can order meat grown locally. You can talk to the person who raises it. That's really important. Eggs from several sources, and those have been really popular. People tell me, and I know, those eggs taste different. They taste better than those I get
from the
store.
My son would say, so we have our own chickens, and when we were in Branson several weeks ago and had to buy eggs to cook in our condo, he said, Mom, they're just not nearly as colorful, and they just don't have a taste. And yeah. So you do realize you're eating all this wonderful nutrition with it being, A, it hasn't traveled as far and as long, but B, it's really, they're taking in, especially it's free-range chickens, they're taking in all that nature and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Other things we should mention that people may not realize that are available at Produce in the Park are syrups, and they're the syrup is tapped from our local trees. That just amazed me when I first found out we had somebody actually tapping trees and selling the syrup. Baked goods, and let's see, what am I mentioning? In addition to the actual produce you can take home, the actual food you can take home, there are going to be some folks there with plants that you could buy. They're already started, so you could take them home and plant them, whether those are flowers or whether they're bedding plants. Or maybe herbs. I know there's going to be some fresh herbs. So there's just this whole range of food. Plus, there's usually some crafts. And I know there's going to be that goat milk soap and lotions. That's a favorite of a lot of people. And, you know, people sometimes don't realize the person who makes that goat milk soap raises the goats. You need to talk to her about her goats because she can tell you a story about all the goats. I don't know if you've met her.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, we just the last month or so, we have 8 goats. So we're anxious to see if we can make some of our own goat soap and goat cheese, down the road.
Yes. So lots of opportunities. Now, also this year, and I know you know this, Tina, at Produce in the Park, the library is going to be there every week doing something special.
And I think that's a really great connection to bring in. I mean, the public library that you have in Atlantic is just wonderful in terms of programming and just lots of resources. And so to have this weekly opportunity for kids and families is just really a nice highlight for the park.
Mm-hmm. So they, I believe, double check this, but I believe at 5:30 they're going to be a sit-down story time. So bring your kids while you shop. Kids can sit down and hear a story and get involved with something, and that will be happening, that and some other things every week. So just a great time. And entertainment. Always have some local entertainment. I'm sure you recognize that at other markets, too, that there's local hometown folks that share their talent.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's juggling, sometimes it's music, sometimes it's like the storytelling piece. It's really been a great thing to witness the wide range of talent that is here in Southwest Iowa.
And I want to mention that Mike Kennan from Cass County Emergency Management will be there, and he's the person that will be able right there to sign you up to get on the early warning system. If you're not on that system that sends you a message on your phone or your tablet or whatever you're using, you can ask him about that and get signed up right there. And then, of course, we'll have some yummy homemade something to taste. I think it's going to be made from rhubarb. I wonder why that would be.
Well, the rhubarb is looking fabulous this year. It's just exploding in our garden.
Yes, very good. Now, that's some of the highlights for this week. And, of course, every week on Thursday nights, 4:30 to 6:30, is Produce in the Park. And I know, Tina, you and some of your coworkers are going to be coming back some other nights in addition to this one on May 31st.
That is correct. In fact, in June, we're having Lance Brisbois, who's our project coordinator, on June 13th, he's going to be doing a bicycle safety opportunity because we got this grant through Golden Hills RC&D for bicycle education. And so he will, that will be a great opportunity as May, June, July, and August and September, that time frame is really heavy biking season. So families come and get some good education there. And then later in July, I will be coming back to Produce in the Park and talk about chickens.
All
right. And have, you know, identify chickens and things of that nature on July 12th. And then in August 9th, I'll come back and I'll have families do ag arts mosaics, which you'll have to come and find out what that is. And then later in September, the 13th, we'll do something with storytelling. So I think it's going to be a really interesting, diverse options, because that's what Golden Hills is all about. We really care about Western Iowa's enhancing the quality of life through cultural and conservation projects.
You bet. And so the beginning one in Atlantic City Park, we didn't mention that, great place to be. May 31st, and then every Thursday in June, and that is Lance will be there on June 14th, which is Flag Day, and there's going to be a lot of other special things going on that day we'll tell you about. So thank you very much, Tina Bakehouse, for visiting with us today, and we will see you at Produce in the Park next Thursday.
I look forward to it, LaVon. Thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought from Bryant Terry. What makes the farmer's market such a special place is that you're actually creating community around food.